Life Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tye.
And I'm Bonnie North. Many big league ballplayers of today leave the game in their mid or maybe late 30s. A lot of them spend their retirement years someplace warm, and often around a baseball, sometimes professional, sometimes at the collegiate level.
But decades after they retired, two accomplished ballplayers are continuing their work with the Milwaukee Little Leagues that bear their names. In a movie that premieres on Milwaukee Public TV this evening, filmmaker Mark Segrist introduces us to Felix Mantilla and James Beckham, whose lives are reflected in the young players they help shape. Mark Segrist joins us in the Lake Effect studio. Welcome back to the show.
Great to see you, Mitch. Always a pleasure being in your studio.
What was it about these two leagues and the people behind them that made you want to make this film?
You drive by 9th and Brown, the home complex for a baseball complex for James Beckham's league. You drive by 1st and Chase, which is the home field for the Felix Mantilla tradition, and you realize that there's something special going on there, even when it's vacant, when it's off-season. You walk the grounds, and first of all, both grounds are kept in wonderful condition, and you just kind of, you hear the voices. You hear the voices of the past. You sense that it's a gathering place for families, and you sense that something really special goes on there. And then when you actually see it unfolding during the season, or at least the weeks leading up to their seasons, you really experience it.
Well, you say these fields are kept in beautiful condition, and that might be in contrast to some of the neighborhoods surrounding them, right?
Yes. Well, a lot of love goes into both programs, and the programs are reflected by the personalities of both men, and those values are passed on through the coaches and ultimately to the players and extend really to the families that are involved. It's a baseball culture. It's one that stresses nurturing of the young people, and their ages in both leagues range from 4 to 15, from T-ball to middle teen baseball. And the values that are extended, you know, range from discipline to self-confidence to a greater appreciation for education, strong attraction to literacy. Perhaps one of the biggest values, though, is self-confidence. When a young person in these leagues starts to feel confident about themselves, when learning the fundamentals of the game and by spending a lot of time with nurturing coaches, it's really something special.
Well, talk a little bit about the names behind these leagues, because they are familiar names for people who may know baseball history well. But for people who aren't familiar with either James Beckham or Felix Mantilla, who are these men?
Well, Felix Mantilla was a member of the championship Milwaukee Braves back in 1957, the famous series where they defeated the Yankees. And he'll forever be known for that contribution to the championship year. Felix is a wonderful man. He spent 11 years in the major league careers, did some traveling, but he'll always be remembered as a member of the 1957 championship Milwaukee Braves. He was born in Puerto Rico, was a roommate of Henry Aaron as they came up through the Braves minor league system. They roomed together in Jacksonville, Florida. James Beckham is also in his 80s. And Mr. Beckham played for the U.S. Marines baseball team, went on to play also for the East St. Louis Giants of the historic Negro Leagues. And when he moved to Milwaukee after his baseball career and worked in Milwaukee industry, he founded the Beckham Stapleton Little League and has spent over 50 years nurturing kids through the help of his coaches in his league on the north side.
What was it that made both of these men so interested in putting their name and really attaching themselves to developing ballplayers?
Both men feel a great compassion for kids, a sense of nurturing from within. You see them with children, and they immediately light up, extend their arms. The kids run to them. Now, keep in mind, you know, kids of the age of 4, 5, 6, 7, obviously they never saw these men play baseball. But the legend of their careers is kept alive in the households of the young players that play for them, because their families are hold them in such high regard. As an example, when you work around the coaches that are on Mr. Beckham's staff, they refer to him, even his peers, as Mr. Beckham. There's that deep respect. And the same holds true for Mr. Mantilla. When Mr. Mantilla is present, he just has this aura about him. And even his peers, you know, respect that. And there's just a great amount of respect and admiration and appreciation for their nurture and quality.
You also have to learn to respect the coaches and do what he asked you to do. Try to do what he asked you to do. Not go out there and half do it, get a little cocky, you know, all this kind of stuff. That's not the game.
When you're a rookie in the big leagues, you always have some kind of problem. You think, you know, that you know it all, but you don't. That's why you need coaches to tell you now that you're supposed to go this way, you don't go that way. And if you want to listen, you progress. If you don't, you fail.
And keep in mind, these gentlemen came up in professional baseball at a time when, you know, you really fought what you do today, of course, but these guys were hard-nosed professional men who worked hard to earn their rank in their various leagues. And yet they have this sensitivity for children and this love of educating and nurturing children that is quite exceptional.
How did you approach the project? What was the story you wanted to tell? Because this is not, strictly speaking, yeah, history that you're telling.
It literally started by hanging out with both men. And I'm forever grateful for them to, you know, give a journalist the time. I knew Mr. Beckham. In recent years, I've done a couple of features on Mr. Beckham's program, but I never really had an opportunity to go in depth on his league and what the league is all about in terms of reaching out socially and educationally, the formation of young people that's so much a part of his league, as is the tradition with Mr. Mantilla. They are forming young lives, and many of the kids come from challenging neighborhoods. But I literally started the project by sitting on Mr. Mantilla's couch for an hour. He lives not too far from where I live in Milwaukee. He was gracious enough to see me for about an hour, hour and a half in his living room last September. So this goes back a year. The same holds true in September. I spent about an hour and a half in Mr. Beckham's office after he got done, obviously, cleaning his fields on the north side because he loves to, you know, be a hands-on manager. And in both cases, we talked about the art of hitting. We talked about the art of fielding. We talked about, you know, what it takes to be successful at their crafts, what they went through coming up the ranks, why they got involved in reaching out to kids, what's really important about their program in terms of not only learning the fundamentals, but learning lessons of life, how to get along with others, you know, how to be team players, and how those values might be extended, you know, as kids continue their education, ultimately graduate and become community leaders in Milwaukee. So, you know, I had an opportunity to pick their brains, to learn from their own perspective what their programs and traditions are all about. And then as the winter approaches, as the off-season approach for the coming year, you know, I attended some practices. I attended, you know, some hitting instruction at 9th and Brown. Mr. Beckham has a wonderful indoor facility for his ball players. So I got to talk with his coaches. I got to observe firsthand the relationship between the coaches and the young players. The same held true with the Mantilla League. Journey House, which is the new administrative arm for the Felix Mantilla Little League, held special workouts last winter in preparation for the coming year. And I really got to see how highly organized that relationship was between the Felix Mantilla League and Journey House.
There has been a lot of talk about the challenges of keeping baseball going in the inner city. It's been surpassed in many American cities by other sports and other things. It sounds like these are two leagues that are sort of bucking that trend.
Well, and that's what makes them so special, Mitch. I mean, you know, I think you and I both really like the game a lot and really see the value of the game. You know, baseball pretty much follows the line of American history. To know baseball is really to know the history of our country. You know, it goes through the wars. It goes through integration. I mean, there are just so many parallels that weaves in and out of American life. It's just fascinating.
Well, Mark Segrist, fascinating project, and congratulations. Thanks so much for sharing it with
us. Thank you for your time and for your interest.
Mark Segrist is a host, writer, and producer of Milwaukee's Diamonds in the Rough, a film that premieres on MPTV this evening at 7 o'clock.